It took a good 2 minutes for the crowd to stop screaming. But even then, Obama supporters were hugging complete strangers, crying, and jumping up and down on chairs.
Elated! Magnificent! It's magnificent!
I'm so relieved! I've been feeling sick all day, and now I'm just like, oh, I'm great! I'm feeling awesome!
About 20 minutes after Obama's victory was announced, people stepped into a hallway to make phone calls and order celebratory drinks. Mac Frank, a volunteer with the Obama campaign, nearly spilled his as he described what it means to have all the hard work pay off.
When I think about the effort put forth, all the hard work, and all the different people, the different representatives of the different ethnic groups in this country, that gumbo boiling pot all came together with a super effort to put the president back in.
But across town at the Republican Party of Florida election night reception, the mood wasn't so upbeat. Tampa resident Mary, who didn't give her last name, sobbed after Obama was announced as the winner.
I'm just shocked. I thought Ohio would have gone for Mitt Romney. So it's just a disappointment. So I don't know. It's just the economy's not going great, and we'll see what happens, you know. So I'm not happy.
And Zachary Winters, a Stetson Law student who held a shirt that said, "I'd rather shower at Penn State than vote for Obama," said he just hopes Obama won't screw up the economy too much more over the next 4 years.
Please don't spend another $7 trillion in the next 4 years, and hopefully we can pull ourselves out of this economy after you're out of office. Please just don't do anything that taxes us more than we are already taxed.